الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. After discussing in detail with regards to the Battle of Ahzab, the trench, and how finally the Jews, the Banu Qurayza, were brought down from their forts, which they never thought they would ever lose, how one group was killed, the other was taken as slave, and how the Muslims now were told by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that now the doors of victory will open up. The Muslim Ummah, inshallah, shall again see a door, an era like that. It will be known as the era of the Mahdi, the era of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, when the lands will open up again. But as we mentioned, that in the battle there will be great difficulty. It will be the time when Iman will shine. It will also be the time when hypocrisy will be exposed. So that was the test which man will go through. As for the women of the Ummah, they have also and will always be tested. Their tests will be different to the tests of man, for Almighty Allah has made the nature, the temperament of people different. According to the nature and temperament of an individual will come the exam. Where the exam for the men, the test of the man was to be found on the maidan of fighting, was to be found in the business, was to be found in front of haram wealth, to make a choice between halal and haram. Women were also going to be tested. In the remaining part of Surah Al-Ahzab, Almighty Allah now makes reference. Lessons are taken, how women in this ummah went through many tests, and how they also, their iman, how it shone at a time where other people, hypocrisy could have been exposed. The first and the hardest test that was given to the woman in the era of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam were to the wives, the noble wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When the victory started, and now they found wealth coming, one of the biggest wealths they first saw was the wealth that came after removing the Jews from their forts. The gardens of the Jews now, the farms of the Jews, which were lush with the palm dates, with the date trees, such kajur and such amounts of kajur, which they had never dreamed about. When it started coming into the city of Medina Munawwara, it was only natural that the wives of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, their understanding was they were the queens of the world now. If Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the king, then the normal system is when a king conquers, then before the other people enjoy the spoils of war, it is only right that the king and the wives of the king, the queen, they also take part of this world. It was nothing haram at all. They made a request to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that now that our friends, because of the wealth that has come in, they are now changing their lifestyle slightly. Their houses are being renovated. Their houses are being expanded. And there is nothing wrong. This was halal wealth. It had the most barakah. It was called booty. But the hardest of tests are for the most selected of Almighty Allah. Where the Anbiya alayhi salam went through the hardest of tests, the wives of the Anbiya, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's wives were going to be told, say to your wives, in kuntunna turidana al-hayata dunya wa zinataha, that if you are desirous of the world and the beauties of this world, fata'alain, then come now. Umatti'kunna wa usarrihkunna sarahan jamila. It will be no sin from your side. In a very nice manner, I will give you a lot and I will let you go nicely also. No one will criticize you, no one will shout you, no one will rebuke you. There is nothing wrong. They were asking for something halal. It was not easy. You are the queen of the time. You see the women around you changing their households, changing their lifestyles. And it wasn't called extravagance. They were living in extreme conditions of poverty. Just to make it little bit easier. But this exam was given to them, that if you are going to be asking for the beauty of this world, then come, I will give it. وَإِن كُنْتُنَّ تُرِيدَنَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, and if it is Allah and the Nabi of Allah that you are desirous of, and to have a stage in Jannah which is not kept for anyone else, Then remember, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ أَعَدَّ لِلْمُحْسِنَاتِ مِنْ كُنَّ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Allah has kept a great reward for you all. It was said to them that being the wives of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asking for this world, being the wives and doing something which is not munasib, that will never be allowed. Either you're not the wife, you take a divorce and you go, or you remain the wife, then you will have to remain very, very upright. Allah tabarak ta'ala said to the wives, مَنْ يَأْتِ مِنْكُنَّ بِفَاحِشَةٍ مُبَيِّنًا. Being the wives of the Nabi of Allah, if you have to do something wrong, you will be given double punishment. وَمَنْ يَقْنُتْ مِنْكُنَّ لِلَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. And if you choose to be the wife, but to remain firm in the obedience of Allah, you continue doing good actions, you are happy with your lifestyle, you don't change, you will find a double reward for you. Almighty Allah was going to praise them. لَسْتُنَّ كَأَحَدٍ مِّنَ النِّسَاءِ. You are not like other women around you. So you cannot look at your neighbor and say, but if she can put up her household, why can't I? You are not like the other woman. فَلَا تَخْضَعْنَ بِالْقَوْلِ. Another woman, when she speaks, she might speak loudly, but for you to speak loudly will not be appropriate at all. فَيَطْمَعَ الَّذِي فِي قَلْبِهِ مَرَدْ. You are the mothers of the ummah. People will be coming to you to learn their deen. If one person has to get a desire for any of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that would be detrimental to his iman. Desires are things that come in the heart. They had to make extra precaution. They had to make a special hijab on their voice to prevent even a thought coming in the minds of somebody else. وَقُلْنَا قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا. Watch your every word. In it there must be nothing but inviting towards good. There must be no indication also of something that can lead to a filthy thought coming later on in the mind of someone. وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ. They had to make parda on their voices. They had to speak without a soft tone. They had to make it a little harder. وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ. They had to make parda of their entire body. One is the hijab, what we call the cloak. It covers the body. It covers the skin. Then there is a hijab of the house, that the house covers the entire body. They were ordered as much as possible remain in your houses. وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَ تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ الْأُولَى. In the period of ignorance, women used to go outside. They used to walk around in the markets. Their bodies used to be exposed. Their skin used to be exposed. Their shape used to be exposed. Then the laws of Islam started coming. It fell upon the women of the Ansar and Muhajirin. It taught them how to cover their bodies, that their shape must not be shown, their skin color must not be shown, the items of beauty must be covered. The wives of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam were given a further command, as much as possible, keep yourselves within your houses. وَأَقِمْنَا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتِينَا الزَّكَاةَ وَأَطِعْنَا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. There is a lot of work for you to do. Continue in your salah, continue giving zakah, meaning giving wealth in the path of Allah. Continue obeying Allah and the Rasul of Allah. إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهِ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ. O people of the house, O family, O woman of the house of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah wants you to become the most pure. There must not be a stain on you. Where you are His wives today, you are meant to be His wives tomorrow also. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when this ikhtiyar was given, that if you want the world, then come and I will give it to you. But then you will not be able to be my wife. And if you choose Allah and the Rasul of Allah, then you will not manage to get this world. It's very easy to read this ayat and say that obviously they were going to choose the Nabi of Allah. It was not an easy choice at all. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had fear that Aisha radiallahu anha, because of her young age, when he would give her this ikhtiyar, she might just say that how hard it is to continue living in this condition. Remember, they were not going to be the wife of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam for another 2 or 3 years only. Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha was only 18 years old when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would pass away. She would live now for another 40 to 50 years. In that entire time, she saw the wealth of the world coming to her doorstep, but she did not change. She made a promise to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Her niece would say to her, "Oh my mother, how is it that I find you always wearing the same dress with the same patch, whereas the women all around are wearing such nice cloaks, such nice dresses. She would say, I made a promise to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the condition that he left me, he will find me one day. To remain on that condition for 40 years plus is no easy thing. She was to become the muallima of the world. Her entire life was in salah and in spending. Money would come in during the day, it would be out before the night. Her khadima sometimes would say to her, O mother of the believers, couldn't you have kept something behind of the gold, the silver that came to us today? It wasn't few rands that were coming. In our life, if 1,000 rand is given to us as a hadiah, we might give 100 rand away in charity, you're not going to give 1,000. For her, it was not 1,000 rands coming. Gold and silver coins would enter her house. And in that same day, gold and silver coins would leave her house. The khadima at the end would say, Oh my mother, had you kept a few silver coins that I could have bought food, because we are all fasting today, but there is no food in the house with which we will break our fast. She would smile. She would tell the khadima, if you had told me earlier there's no bread, I would have kept something for the bread. But now don't worry, have tawakkul in Allah. It was an exam, you cannot understand the strength, the test that she went through. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he put this ikhtiyar in front of her, he said to her, Oh my beloved wife, do not make a decision now. Rather go and make mashwara with your parents. First go and ask Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu what he thinks. Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anhu, what an answer she gave. She said, is there something to even make mashwara in this year? When Allah has asked me whether I'll choose the dunya over the Nabi of Allah, it's obvious I will choose the Nabi of Allah. Despite no matter what difficulty will come in it, she readily accepted. All the other wives followed her decision. It was an imtihan of the unique woman of the ummah, in that there was an indication that the woman of the ummah continuously, especially as the days will become more difficult, they will also be put through imtihan. When they look at the woman around them in the world, they must also read this verse, where the wives of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam were told, you all are not like other women. In a similar manner, the woman of Iman at present times, they cannot look at the woman around them in the world. How they dress, how they talk, how bay-haya, how they have lost their modesty, how they are happy to go into the workplaces, how they are happy to become models, to become career women. You cannot look at those people. As the wives were told, لَسْتُنَّكَ أَحَدٍ مِّنَ النِّسَاءِ, you are not like other women. The woman of the people of Iman also, especially in the times which are becoming more and more difficult and filthier, we are not like other women. A woman cannot look at other countries and say, but the woman of that place does this here. Look at how they talk. They have no parda over their voices. They have no parda over their bodies. They are walking out in the streets whenever they want to. What is the skarna fi buyutikunna? As much as possible, stay in the houses. They would go for Hajj. They would go for Umrah. Permission is given. The Azwaj-e Mutahharat would make the Hajj. They would make the Umrah. But for any issue which was not really necessary, work that could be done by the men folk, they found there is no need for us to go out. There is a need in today's time that hijab with the Azwaj-e Mutahharat taught to the world. A small amount, a small percentage of that hijab comes back into the people of Iman. At the end of this verse, Almighty Allah ordered them, وَاذْكُرْنَ مَا يُتْلَى فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. Quran and Sunnah which will be taught in your house, which will be mentioned in your house, every joke of Allah's Nabi, every advice of Allah's Nabi, every sentence of Allah's Nabi, remember it. One day they were going to be asked. Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha would stand after the demise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. She would become the faqiha, the jurist of the ummah. She would be able to explain, the other wives would explain, things which the general sahaba had never heard. It was things that were mentioned in the house. It was explanation of ayat of Quran. It was regarding the amal, the actions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That was the role of the woman of the time. But which woman was going to be used for this? That woman was going to be used to create revolutions for the ummah. That woman who would realize she is not like every other woman. The one who would find that she needs to make extra hijab. There should be an extra modesty over her voice, over her movements, over her actions. Almighty Allah would use her. Her every amal would be filled with barakat. This exam would come on the woman of the time. Allah tabarak ta'ala allow all our sisters, all our mothers to be able to be like Aisha radiallahu anha, who said, I will give preference to the Nabi of Allah over this world. If I cannot get certain things of the world which other women are enjoying, I will leave it. Another world has been kept for us. To make the imtihan easy, Almighty Allah then made indication that there is one amal, if the men and the women can do, it is called the dhikr of Allah. It will be mentioned here, it will be mentioned further. Innal muslimina wal muslimat. Muslim who have submitted, men and women who have submitted. Wal mu'minina wal mu'minat. Mu'min, men who have believed. Women who have believed. Wal qanitina wal qanitat. Men who are trying to be obedient. Women who are trying to be obedient. Wal sadiqina wal sadiqat. Men who are truthful. Women who are truthful. وَالصَّابِرِينَ وَالصَّابِرَاتِ. Men who are patient. Women who are patient. وَالْخَاشِعِينَ وَالْخَاشِعَاتِ. Men who fear, meaning fear Almighty Allah. Women who fear Almighty Allah. وَالْمُتَصَدِّقِينَ وَالْمُتَصَدِّقَاتِ. Men who give lot in charity. Women who give lot in charity. وَالصَّائِمِينَ وَالصَّائِمَاتِ. Men who are fasting, not only in Ramadan but even out. Women who are fasting. وَالْحَافِظِينَ فُرُوجَهُمْ وَالْحَافِظَاتِ. Men who are looking after their chastity. Women who are looking after their chastity. Can you see in these verses, when Almighty Allah is praising the army of Allah, there is nothing about people who are rich. There is nothing about people who are enjoying dunya. Rather it's about sabr. Rather it's about obedience. وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Men who remember Almighty Allah in abundance. Women who remember Almighty Allah in abundance. أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Allah has prepared for them forgiveness and the greatest of rewards. This is what the exam for the people of Iman has always been. It's an exam of obedience. It's an exam of sabr. The first exam of the woman was, they had to make a choice between the Nabi of Allah and dunya. And how the Azwaj Mutahharat passed it. There was the exam with regards to marriage. وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنًا إِذَا قَدَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in his era, he gave certain indications to certain families. One was to his cousin, Sayyida Zainab radiallahu anha, Zainab bint Jahash, who would later enter into the marriage of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He called her brother Abdullah ibn Jahash radiallahu an, and he mentioned to him that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is desirous of making the nikah of his sister, which was the cousin of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So he should go and find if she's ready for marriage. Abdullah bin Jahash radiallahu an misunderstood, and he thought that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was referring to himself, that he wants to marry her. Whereas Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's intention was that she must enter into the marriage with his adopted son, Hazrat Zayd ibn Haritha radiallahu anha. Zayd ibn Haritha was a slave purchased by the cousin of Khadija radiallahu anha, given over to Khadija radiallahu anha. From her he comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He is freed, he is adopted. He remains as the adopted son, but that ar, that aib was going to be on him, that he was once upon a time a slave. And because Hazrat Zainab radiallahu anha had such a high hope, when she got the news that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is interested in marrying her, and when the reality came out that no, not for him, but rather for his adopted son, Zayd, who is a slave, who was a slave, it was only natural that she and her brother were going to become sad. And they were not ready to move forward in this. Understanding it to be a mashwara from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they made indication they are not happy with it. As soon as this verse came down, that this is not a mashwara, إِذَا قَدَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا. This is a decision of Allah and the Nabi of Allah. This was an exam. Ask any woman, if a command has to come and it got to do with her marriage life. When that exam, however, came to the wives and to the woman of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, how they passed it. As soon as the verse was revealed, they forgot all their own feelings. They forgot all their customs. They forgot all what is called family issues. Amongst our own people, don't we have that he's from a certain clan, he's from a certain village, the granny will say, over my dead body, I'll never allow this nikah. When she's asked why, they'll say, he comes from this village, she comes from that village. The boy and girl have never even heard of that village. They want to make a halal. They want to make a halal reunion. They are involved in haram. They cannot understand why they are kept separate. When the command of Almighty Allah comes, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنًا, it is not right for a believing man and a believing woman, when Almighty Allah and the Rasul of Allah have made a decision, أَن يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرْتُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ, that they can still stand up and say, I don't think it should be like this year. They passed the exam. Sayyida Zainab radiallahu anha said, if Allah wants it, then I give in. Her brother said, if Allah wants it, I will not stop it. The marriage took place. Amazing this marriage was. This marriage was not going to work. Some people, when they make what they call istikhara, they make dua before marriage, and they say that I felt good about it, I had a good dream, then the marriage takes place. Then down the line somewhere fights, argument starts. Now they start wondering that if the istikhara was good, then how come there is fighting? It's never ever conditional. When Almighty Allah has placed good in something, what we are looking for, the good, is not always how we are looking. There could be some other good in it. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mashwara was for this marriage to take place. The command of Almighty Allah was for this marriage to take place. This marriage was going to end up in divorce. Very soon it was going to end up in divorce. But so much of benefit was going to come from this divorce. A masala would have been practically taught now. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his adopted son was Zayd bin Haritha amongst the Arabs. An adopted son was regarded as the real son. He would inherit. His wife would be called the daughter. It was impossible for someone to marry the wife of his adopted son after the adopted son had divorced her. Even though the ayat was revealed to show it is permissible, but still people would laugh and mock at the action. Allah Tabarakallah wanted that physically Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself must get married to the wife, to the previous wife of his adopted son, Zayd ibn Haritha. A custom was going to be broken. People would want to taunt and comment, but when it would be the Nabi of Allah, they could not talk. So much of benefit was going to come out from this marriage, although it was going to end with divorce. Zainab radiallahu anha, Almighty Allah appreciated her obedience so much when she was told to enter into the marriage with Zayd bin Haritha. So much it was appreciated that when the divorce took place and she was still crying over it, she was in her iddat. The iddat had just finished. She found Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam coming into her quarters. She immediately went to create over her some sort of barrier, a hijab. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to her, there is no need, for Almighty Allah has made the nikah between me and you already. She would later on boast to the other woman that I am the only wife of the Nabi of Allah, that my nikah was made in the heavens. Almighty Allah appreciated so much her obedience. Like this year, the obedience of the woman of the ummah will always be appreciated. It will be appreciated in the heavens. It got to do when Allah and the Nabi of Allah have made some decision. Then we forget all our ikhtiyar. We forget all our thoughts. We forget all our customs. All what I would have wanted. A mother would always dream that when my daughter gets married, I will have a bashing party. I will have the best of a ball. I will have the best of gowns. There will be pictures being taken. It was a dream. And then she heard that, but Allah and the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not ever like such a thing. There is so much of haram in this. There is so much of wastage in this. There is so much of nuksan. And then that mother and the daughter look at each other, exactly how Zainab radiallahu anha and her brother looked at each other. And when they said, if it is the decision of Allah and the Rasul of Allah, then there can be no choice for us in this matter. And they let it fall. A Sahabi radiallahu anhu was sent to a house. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, go to a certain house. He was very poor. And say to the people of the house that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, that if they will get their daughter married to you. When he knocked at the door, they brought him in, welcomed him. When he mentioned what he had brought, for the family it was a shock, because this was a very, very poor Sahabi. He was a very good man, but extremely poor. The father felt a little uneasy. The daughter from behind, she called her father and said, ask him, did Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam send him? Is he speaking the truth? When he said he is, that girl from behind the hijab said, when it is the decision of the Nabi of Allah, then I will not hold myself back at all. So much it was appreciated. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a dua for this family, for this sahabi. He made a dua. They did not want to make the marriage work or start because of poverty. The obedience of that girl was going to be appreciated so much. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make a dua that Allah give them wealth. The books of history explain that this became one of the wealthiest families in the people of Medina Munawwara. The amount of guests that would eat in their house. They started off in a state of extreme poverty. They fell in obedience to Allah and the Nabi of Allah. And Allah Tabarakala opened up all the doors. Like this in the era of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Especially in the issue of nikah, of marriage. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that when a proposal will come to you of a boy whose character pleases you, then immediately make the marriage. And he also said, فَإِلَّمْ تَفْعَلُوا If you will not do this, تَكُنْ فِتْنَةٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَفَسَادٌ كَبِيرٌ There will be chaos caused in the earth. Today we are seeing that chaos. We are seeing open fasad. That every mother, she got a dream. Her daughter-in-law must be like a whore of paradise. She will look at so many girls and say, this girl got that problem, this girl got that problem. There was one thing to look at, it was called the character of the girl. If the girl's character chooses, and another side they will be looking at a boy, when he comes with the proposal, the car that he comes with will be seen. The clothing he comes with will be seen. The manner that he talks will be seen. Whether he got a job at the moment or not will be seen. What his career is, how much will he be earning? Whether he'll be staying at the moment with his parents or he got his own place. So many things will be seen. One thing they are blind with. They are blind to his character. That is one error that we are all making. And the second error is, after becoming happy with a boy or a girl, we delay. We say this nikah is a very good option, but let it happen after 2 years. Let her complete her studies. Let him complete what Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تَكُنْ فِتْنَةٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ Open fasad will take place. May Allah bless the mothers and fathers of the ummah to become the Abdullah ibn Jahash and Zainab bint Jahash of the time. They looked at each other when they heard it's the decision of Allah and the Nabi of Allah. They said, then we have no choice in the matter. They put their hands up in submission. Almighty Allah would make Zainab bint Jahash the mother of the believers. Her nikah would take place in the heavens. Her honor would be forever and ever. Her incident of obedience would be indicated to in Quran. Allah would make her. Allah would bless her. He would open up her heart. She would become amongst those wives who was known as the mother of the fuqara. She would be spending the most. How she passed the exam, she left a message to the woman of this ummah that at the times, especially at the times of nikah, marriage, where normally every law of Almighty Allah is broken, but for the people, especially the woman of the ummah, we all know at the time of nikah, that man is a very pious man. He's perhaps a khalifa of the sheikh, or the closest murid of the sheikh. He's found always in the first saf. He's found reading lengthy rakats of nawafil. But then the time comes that his son or his daughter is going to get married. At that time in that nikah or in that function, those things take place that you would never have thought could have happened. When he is asked what happened, he will say that, you know what, when marriage comes, the wife is in charge. I got no say in this matter. This is the exam of the woman of the world. When the decision of Allah and the Rasul of Allah comes, may Allah make our mothers and fathers, like how Zainab bint Jahash, Abdullah bin Jahash radiallahu anhuma, how they accepted, how that girl from behind the parda, when she heard this is the decision of the Rasul of Allah, she said to her father, how can I even say no? She went forward in obedience. Allah gave her dunya. Allah gave her akhirah. Allah tabarakala bless us all. Let us pass every exam. There will be many exams to make it easy to pass. Almighty Allah in the next ruku says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu thkurullah. O people of iman, make a lot of dhikr of Almighty Allah. Dhikran kathira. Wasabbihuhu bukratan wa asila. Morning and evening make the tasbih of Allah. The result of it will be what? A sahabi radiallahu anhu saw another in his dream. Whenever he was entering his house, the angels were making dua for him. Whenever he was leaving his house, the angels were making dua. He approached him to ask, how is this happening that you became so unique in the world that the angels' full tawajjuh, attention is towards you? The dua of the angels means that you're always in light, Darkness will never catch you. It means you will always pass your exam. You will never fail. The Sahabi radiallahu anhu said, did you not read this verse of Quran? He said, I read it and I saw in this verse. In this verse, Almighty Allah has mentioned, whoever will make a lot of dhikr of Allah, هو الذي يصلي عليكم وملائكته. Through the barakah of a lot of dhikr, Allah's special attention will turn towards you. And the special attention of the angels will turn. The angels will continuously make dua for your protection. Almighty Allah's rains of tajalliyat and mercy will pour upon you. لِيُخْرِجَكُم مِّنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. This will take you out from darkness. It will put you into light. The Sahabi radiallahu anhu said, from the time I started making the dhikr of Allah in abundance, I had this. Allah tabarak ta'ala had promised, هو الذي يصلي. He said, if you want to, you also start making the dhikr of Allah in abundance. The angels' du'as for you will surround you during the day and during the night. When you leave your house, when you enter your house, Allah's special mercies will rain upon you. You will be pulled out of darkness, meaning you will pass every exam. Through the barakah of dhikr, which was mentioned at the beginning, and is mentioned again here, in between whatever exams will come, Almighty Allah will make the passing of those exams easy for all of us. May Allah tabarak ta'ala make us all obedient to the commands of Allah, to the commands of the Rasul of Allah. When nifaq came out on the battlefield for the men, hypocrisy came out on the battlefield, and for others it was the shine of their iman. For the woman, their nifaq, hypocrisy, comes out at times like this year. Special occasions, occasions of extreme happiness, occasions of sadness, occasions where a woman is told you can't be like the other woman. At that time, some woman, in their submission to Almighty Allah, their iman shines like the stars of the sky. And for others, hypocrisy becomes apparent at that time. Allah tabarak ta'ala save us all from hypocrisy. Allah make us amongst the special people of iman. Al-mu'minuna wal-mu'minat wal-muslimuna wal-muslimat. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.